you know, Boston, there's so many Latinos, and there's so many, you know, great fans of this music and knowledgeable fans, that it's always a pleasure to play over there.
Well, that's one of the reasons why they've, I think, identified so closely with Spanish Harlem Orchestra. They son fanáticos, pero con calidad y con caché, y también son exigentes en el sentido que ellos conocen la buena música, conocen buenos músicos, conocen de la historia de nuestra música frontillana. So therefore, they don't just take lightly to any band. If they know the band is kicking, they will gravitate towards them. That's one of the reasons why I think in the Boston area you're going to find a great response from the folks when you show up for all three concerts at UMass Amherst, Berklee Performance Center, and at Portsmouth, New Hampshire, which has a beautiful theater. You're going to enjoy that one, Oscar. It's really nice.
Well, you know, you were present when we played at the Newport Jazz Festival up in Rhode Island. And actually, the band now sounds incredible, Jose. It's such a pleasure for me to perform every time we get up on stage, because there's a certain camaraderie and a chemistry. And we're on a mission, you know. I'm on a mission personally with the group, and we're on a mission as a band. And, you know, and every time we get the opportunity to get up on that stage, it's with a lot of love and respect for what we do and not taking it for granted. So, you know, I hope people come out and support live music and come see Spanish Harlem in person. They're going to get a treat for sure.
Give me a minute more of your time. When you say you're on a mission, what is the mission for you right now at this stage of your career, Oscar, with Spanish Harlem Orchestra?
Well, I would say the mission is to let people hear what I think this music has lost something, a little bit of something, the last 10, 12, 15 years. It's, you know, you get a lot of commercial music on the radio. And a lot of it is good, but some of it has lost, I think, the essence of what the music was. And, you know, those of us that come from a different generation, we know what the music was back in the day. And that dynamic aspect of the music, so to speak, was lost, because now, for the most part, you get individual singers that get up there, and you don't get a group. You know, with Spanish Harlem, you get a total package. You know, and that's kind of what's been missing, I feel. So, you know, you're not just going up to see one particular singer sing his thing. And you know, in Spanish Harlem, there's 13 guys, and you get to see everybody featured. You get to hear the great arrangements, the three great vocalists that we have. So it's a total package for sure. And you know, that's part of my mission, to bring that out there and let people hear that and see for themselves.
Not only do you talk about the camaraderie among the musicianships, you have three great singers up front singing with the band, but you do mention the fact that you have great individuals that are part of this component known as the Spanish Harlem Orchestra. And when you think about this, Oscar, I guess what you're talking about, and I agree with you, is the fact that the musicianship, the talent that we have in this genre is lost somewhat, and both on radio and in records, when you don't get a chance to really hear the musicians showcase their talent through solos and through the arrangements that they do, and the interplay between the rhythm and the horn section and the singers, which is very much what our music is all about. And I think when you say your mission, you're really on target.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. And we want people to be aware of kind of what they've been missing the last few years. And I think our success is evidence of that, because we've gotten so many great accolades and a lot of great reviews across the board wherever we've performed. And it's a testament to, like I said, the musicians that we have in the band and the concept that we're trying to put out there, Jose.
They're informing me they want to take a photo of you very quickly. Oscar, one last comment. Why don't you sing un saludo especial a la gente de Con Salsa in Boston?
Bueno, a la gente de Con Salsa y todos los radio escucha de mi pana Jose Mazó, un abrazo de corazón de Oscar Hernández, Spanish Harlem Orchestra.
Muchas gracias, Jose. Oscar, que Dios te bendiga.